The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees and partly cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Rebecca Chan.
And I am Rasha Rice. And here are today's headlines. Union leaders oppose Bill 3 in Quebec City. Physiotherapists say private surgeries are creating challenges. And Vanier Library fills up before final exams.
Quebec union leaders are criticizing the province's labor minister over a bill that could restrict unions' uses of funds. Union leaders met in Quebec City yesterday in attempts to denounce Bill 3, which they refer to as the anti-union legislation. Quebec Labor Minister Jean Boulet claims this is to increase transparency between workers and their unions, but many union leaders say this could threaten workers' rights. The bill implies stricter guidelines for the use of union dues, dividing them, and allocating them based on their relevance to the union's mission. It would also limit what they can be used for. President of the Fédération des Travailleurs et Travailleuses du Québec, Magali Picard, made a statement saying Boulet knows their union's financial structures and that these limitations are intentional. More unions continue to oppose this new bill and its many strict demands.
Physiotherapists are worried about the lack of communication from private healthcare clinics. Sean Richard has more.
More and more Canadians are opting for private orthopedic surgeries due to long waiting lists in the public system. This is creating challenges for physiotherapists. They do follow-ups on clients who have recently received surgery. Elizabeth Warhaft is a physiotherapist with the CLSC in Pierrefonds. She provides home care for clients post-surgery. She says there's way less communication with private clinics compared to public facilities.
Private hospital tends to have less paperwork. They don't inform us of a pre-op. Some do, most don't.
She says this makes it harder to properly understand her clients' cases.
When they come directly from the clinic with no pre-op, I find the relationship is a little off. It takes a little bit more time to sort of get to know the client.
Other than waiting times, Warhaft believes that there aren't enough surgeons to meet the high demand for knee and hip operations.
I think that the big issue is manpower. The same surgeons that are working in the public system are working the private system. So you're just stealing from one to give to the other.
Some studies find that a central public wait list could help reduce wait times. Concordia News, Sean Richard.
Canadian skater Evanie Blondin has another gold medal. Blondin won the women's mass start yesterday at the Speed Skating World Cup in Calgary. Blondin has now won 88 World Cup medals. She plans to retire soon, saying that it's most likely her last World Cup here in her home city.
Four teams of scientists are hard at work across Canada building systems to grow berries indoors all year round. The goal is to get more food into grocery stores with a Made in Canada label on it. Cordelia Appleyard has the story.
Global disruptions from climate change to trade barriers can empty grocery shelves fast. Without imports, Canada could run out of fresh produce in just 10 days. The Homegrown Innovation Challenge wants to prevent that. It's a $33 million initiative calling on farmers, researchers, and growers to rethink how we grow food in greenhouses. Lucas Alexandrowicz is the senior program manager of the project.
This sector is growing really fast in Canada. And I think the exciting thing about it, too, is that there's a lot of new types of jobs and new types of expertise that it requires. So it's very technology forward.
Four teams of scientists in Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia are testing ways to better control the quality of greenhouse produce. They want to support Canadian farmers and keep the environmental footprint and costs low. Simon Charles Lafreniere is a cook at Foxy Restaurant in Montreal. He says supporting local farmers is important, but the short growing season limits his options.
Check a lot because during the winter, unfortunately, we don't have like a lot of vegetable available. We work at the restaurant, we work with a lot of farm, and like the farms has less selection, and there's way less selection than it used to be in the spring or in the summer. Not a big variety.
The Homegrown Innovation Challenge hopes that in just a few years, Canadians will have more options for locally grown produce year-round. For Concordia News, I'm Cordelia Appleyard.
Prime Minister Mark Carney has launched trade negotiations with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. They met at the G20 summit in South Africa yesterday. After a recent trade uncertainty with the United States, Carney is working to improve economic relationships with different trading partners. A trade deal could double Canada-India trade to $70 billion. The Concordia campus libraries have been busier than usual. Classes are coming to an end, and students have been more stressed. Frédéric Dumuchel has more.
Concordia students are going into the last few weeks of classes. Melissa Rivosecki is the head of the Vanier Library. She says the staff has noticed a lot more students using the library these past few months.
Like going into this year, it's been very, very full time. Like people are way more on campus. And I think too, with the STM strike happening earlier this month, there was a lot more people during the day because people just kind of stuck around instead of going home.
Students are taking advantage of the fact that the campus libraries are open overnight and provide a quiet study space. Zafira Lashuri is a first-year biology major at Concordia. She's studying for 5 exams.
Going into the last week of classes and finals and whatnot, it's making me feel very stressed. I'm worried, but I think I can get through it for sure. Just need to, you know, calm down and study.
Dara Barbiero is a first-year biology student who also has 5 exams to get through.
I'm just excited to just calm down, relax, and once all these exams are over, I could go back to reality.
Final exams are starting December 3rd. Concordia Student Services will hold study prep and stress management workshops next week on both campuses. For Concordia News, I'm Freddie Dumuchel.
Students and teachers at Villa Maria High School are worried about the school's future. The Sisters of the Notre Dame congregation own the land and are planning to sell the school's campus by 2031. Kira Meinall joins us in the studio. Kira?
Rebecca, hundreds of students and teachers were protesting against the property's sale on Friday. I spoke with Alexandra Floyd, who graduated from Villa Maria 3 years ago. She's upset the school might close because she had a great high school experience and because Villa Maria is important to many families. Here's what she had to say about that.
The school's been open for so long. My boyfriend's mom, my best friend's mom, it's just my cousin. Like, it's something that families, like, they continue to go to the school. And the teachers are great. It's really upsetting to think that teachers who've been there for years, who've also been students at Villa, have to now find new jobs potentially.
So, Kira, why do the sisters plan to sell the land?
They said in a statement they plan to sell the estate because the congregation's membership is dwindling and managing it is too difficult. The sisters say the proceeds from the sale will be used to support vulnerable students at public elementary and high schools in Quebec. They decided to wait until the end of Villa Maria's lease in 2031 to put the property up for sale to give the school time to relocate.
What does Villa Maria have to say about this?
Well, I contacted the school but haven't heard back from them yet. They did tell the CBC that they want Villa Maria to stay where it is. They also made an offer to purchase the property, but they say the sisters are refusing to engage with them.
So what's next?
The school says it hopes the sisters will consider its offer for purchase, and it also hopes the sisters will agree to discuss solutions to keep the school running for many years to come. Rebecca?
Thank you, Kira. McGill University says it is cutting 25 clubs and varsity teams for 15 sports due to lack of resources. These cuts include clubs in men's and women's track and field, women's rugby, among others. The school says the cuts will help ensure the quality of the sports program overall, but many students are frustrated and say there has been a lack of transparency in the decision-making. A committee evaluated each club and team based on recruitment, viability, and needed resources. McGill athletes say they are unsure what the future holds for their sports and that they've lost a big part of their lives.
Concordia's theater department is performing its newest play, Togetherness, this week. Luca Trochisek has more.
The play, Togetherness, is directed by Concordia professor Gabrielle Petrov. It's a performance art piece that is inspired by the book Fahrenheit 451. Stella Price is a stage designer who has been working on the props and the set design the whole semester. She says theater is important, and keeping it alive means a lot to her.
And I think it's important that we have performance art at Concordia, and it's such like an open space to do so because, I don't know, I feel like it's a good way to spread important messages, not just through media, but still in person, because I feel like it has a different effect on people. And especially with technology, it's good to keep theater alive.
Students from the course have taken what they have learned through texts, themes, and improv, and have turned it into a piece of art that sends a message. They hope the audience will use its imagination to find its own meaning in the play. the Concordia Theater will host the show in the Hall Building, November 27th to the 29th. Pay what you can, either online on the theater department website or at the door. For Concordia News, I'm Luka Troshsek.
That's your news at 11:45. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Rasha Rice.
And I'm Rebecca Chan.